Get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. We're talking about read rates, fast and slow and also dead slow. So almost dead air. We're going to be talking about the difference between silence and pauses and dead air a little bit later on. But the extremes of speed over the next few weeks on the podcast. Yesterday we talked about different read rates for different circumstances, different contexts and content. And today, the average read rate. What is that? What is the average rate that somebody will read a script? For example, the news bulletin or a voiceover, something like that. Well, it's one which is comfortable for the reader. It's also got to be clear for the listener. And one, as I mentioned, which suits the style of the content. For example, on a radio station, that reads rate could be anywhere between about 140, 220 words per minute. And again, that depends on whether, for example, it's a music station or a news station, one which is just there to entertain and you've got short, sharp links maybe, or one which is there to inform and may have quite content-dense information there. The standard calculations for working out an average read rate, you've got the conversational speed, which is about 150 words a minute. There's also a scripted read, which is spoken with more fluency, less hesitancy, about 180 words per minute. That works out as 3 words a second. And obviously with that kind of formula, a 20-second script becomes 60 words, a 30-second story is 90 words and so on. But some fast talkers and fast readers get to nearer 200 words per minute or even more. Now, obviously, some single-syllable words are faster to say and longer words take, well, slightly longer, as you might imagine, but it's a rule of thumb. And I'm just kind of thinking, maybe it shouldn't be a rule of thumb, it should be a rule of tongue. But anyway, it all averages out. A good speed for presenting and reading aloud is often a real conversational speed, when reading sounds just like you're talking. And you can get speed and sound from what we've learnt so far, controlling your breath, your confidence in the content, knowing the audience, flexing your inflection, and so on. So how do they work out in a broadcast, newsroom or presentation, voiceover situation? How long a script is going to last? Does someone sit there with a stopwatch and read it out loud themselves? Well, usually they're writing in software which calculates the accumulated duration, working to the accepted reading rate, as I say, of 3 words per second, and adding, if necessary in a broadcast situation, adding in the length of all the audio clips or the video clips to play as well. And also there's an online version if you want to take advantage of that automatic calculation for your own scripts, and you can find a link to that automatic download program in our show notes today. So you can have that words-to-time calculator. Without using one of these automatic script timers, you may prefer to use a clock or stopwatch as you read. A point to keep in mind is that we tend to read faster when reading silently in our heads. So always do your timing while reading the copy aloud. And preferably not in front of anybody else, because then you may be self-aware and you may mumble, stumble or slow down or go too fast. It's preferable to do it in a room by yourself with the timer on your phone and read it out loud as somebody else might do in a studio. Okay, how do you change your reading rate? What's the situation behind that? Why would you want to do it? How can you do it? We'll talk about that tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.